Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We are talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning, and we welcome to the show. Craig Graziano is back, the Youth Services Manager. Craig, always good to see you. Good morning.
Good to see you, Ted. Good
and Joy McIntyre is here, the Branch Services Coordinator. Good morning.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
The last time you were here, were you Branch Services Coordinator?
I believe I was.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I thought that things had changed or something.
Yeah.
So, anyway, welcome to both of you. So, what do a Branch Services Coordinator? What are some of the things that you do?
Well, I manage all of our branches. So we have branch managers in each of our locations. Uh-huh. So I'm their supervisor, and I make monthly visits on out to our branches and just check them out, see how things are going. Also, I manage the customer services department of our branches as well. It's a very busy job, but I love it. I love it. I get out and about all the time.
There are the number of branches of the library.
Yes, 10.
Yeah. No, and there were. I'm always every once in a while you'll look and I'll see something in the magazine or online, and I'll think, I didn't know that was a branch.
I know.
Because out towards the Northern Neck, you've got a bunch out that way.
We've got three branches out there. Yes, in our Westmoreland area. So we've got the Cooper branch, the Montrose branch, and the Newton branch. So yes, we are well covered in our area out there. And also, you know, we have a branch with Germana at the Freed Center. So we have a Freed Center
branch in
Stafford and Town Center. We just recently opened last summer the branch at the Spotsylvania Town Center.
And how's that doing? Because I've heard I hear people who talk about it all the time that they like the hours or they just like stopping in.
It is super popular. And we keep expanding our offerings that we offer out there. So now you can go to Tai Chi once a week out there at the out at the mall court. They offer Tai Chi. They have a book chat that comes. They can come and chat with books about at the Starbucks. So, and then we have story times. I mean, it is wonderful. Our Grow a Reader classes out there have really been popular.
I would think that the people who work at the mall branch, when they go back and, you know, go to Salem Church or England Run, whichever, downtown, to go into a regular branch, it would just seem so different because it's in a retail area.
Exactly. And I believe this is the first of its kind in Virginia that's actually inside a mall. There are some that are outside malls, but this is the first of its kind in Virginia that's an inside a mall. So it's really novel. It's wonderful.
So, especially with that branch, you don't have to use library voices.
Exactly. And it is also open Friday evenings and Saturday evenings, which none of our other branches are open then.
And that's what I've heard from people who really like that aspect of it. And that branch, I know there was so much excitement leading to it, and it has just been so well received. And that's got to be a fun one to visit every month.
Yes, our staff out there are doing wonderful things. Our branch manager, Christine Carlson, she just always comes up with new ideas every week. She comes and tells me something new she wants to offer out there. And later on, we were going to talk about it, but they're having a tiny town center scavenger hunt that starts in the month of April. That's going to be super fun out there.
Okay, we'll talk about that. I guess that's just a we'll talk about it now. That's just a scavenger hunt at the town center.
Exactly. And so what you'll do is you'll come in and you'll get a sheet and you'll start to look for clues that are out in the stores and the restaurants, out in the mall. And then you will earn prizes if you find all these clues that are out there.
Having that there gives you all kinds of options now for other things, and I'm sure as the months go on, you'll continue to come up with new ideas.
Exactly, and if you've done the Itty Bitty Scavenger Hunt downtown Fredericksburg,
yes,
it's very similar to that.
Oh,
that same kind of scavenger hunt. So you're going out and looking for things, looking for pictures of things. So it's going to be super fun.
Oh, that will be.
All ages can participate.
Oh, that will be. I know people that would really like that, who really get into Itty Bitty City, that would like to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it goes the whole month of April.
Okay. Nice. That's and so.
And you can find out information about it
where,
at librarypoint.org/scavenger-hunt. And we have more details out there. But definitely you can pick up information at the Town Center branch as well.
Okay. Good good stuff. Again, librarypoint.org and look for the scavenger hunt. And that'll be a fun thing to watch. And especially with it inside, you don't have to do with itty-bitty city. Sometimes you're dealing with hot or rainy conditions with summer weather. This is all inside.
Exactly. And I just think it's going to be a great all-ages family activity that you can go and just go spend some time at the mall, get all your shopping done, but then also do the scavenger hunt.
Well, the other thing of having at the mall, a lot of times I'm sure you've run into a lot of people who just venture in and may not have been in a library in a long time, and then they see how easy it is to get a library card, and you get library cards out there.
Absolutely. We have completely found that people are just happening upon us and like, wow, okay, I haven't been to the library in 15 years. Do we still have my card? And sometimes we have their account still active and we can just get them a new card, but we can get you a new card anyway, anytime. And yes, it's been wonderful. And also it's been a boon for the mall. They've really loved it because our customers are coming to them.
Mm-hmm.
So who would normally not consider going to the mall, but this is a very convenient location for them. So they're making their way into the mall. So that's a win-win on both sides.
Well, and I think for people who haven't been to the mall, it's easy just to sit back and say, you know, I don't know why you need a library anymore. You know, I get all this online. You go in a library, and they're not the libraries. They're bright. There's all kinds of stuff there. And there really are things in the library that you can't replicate online.
Exactly. And, of course, it's just the fun of browsing on the shelves and just finding something new that you never would have thought of reading before or watching or listening to before, because we have all of the same collections that we have in our normal branches, we have in the Town Center branch as well, and also in our Freed Center branch. So all of them, we have all of the same collections and opportunities that you can get. You can also go and sit down and use a computer. We have computers and we have Chromebook laptops you can also get on. So we have lots of opportunities for that as well in the mall. And then we also have photocopying, faxing, scanning. So we have lots of good things that you can do there.
And you have Maker Labs.
Yes, indeed. We have Maker Labs. They are chugging along. We've had the Maker Labs for a few years in our system, and we just keep expanding them. Maker Labs, there's a few things that fall under that umbrella. We have open sessions that you can find on our website or on our quarterly magazine. Certain days of the week, you can come to one of our branches, either the Fredericksburg, the Porter, Salem Church, or Howell branch, and interact with some of these low-tech, like construction kits. Legos are always popular. Mm-hmm. Or high-tech circuitry kits, robotics, coding games on a laptop, just learning the basics of a lot of science and technology. All ages are invited to be a part of this, and we usually demonstrate things like 3D printers and drawing tablets as well. Now, the other side of the Maker Labs is training people on how to use some of those pieces of equipment. We train people on the 3D printer, a 3D scanner. After you've been trained on the 3D printer, you can kind of level up and learn how you can scan an object and then 3D print it, actually. It uses laser technology to kind of create an approximation of that. There's also sewing machines, so we're not just doing 21st century skills. We're, you know, showing people how they could make their own clothing or curtains. I think someone came into the Fredericksburg branch this week, too. They were interested in making their own curtains. And then we also have this drawing tablet, which allows you to basically create digital art, and using the tablet, you can emulate things like an airbrush or different types of paintbrushes. And so you can, if you're an artist and you want to learn how to kind of step into the 21st century with creating that sort of art, the drawing tablet is perfect for you. So after you get trained on those things, you can actually reserve them. And we've just hit a milestone. We've had 300 people trained on, badged, as we say, on a piece of equipment. Most of that's the 3D printer because we've been doing it for so long, but the other ones are quickly catching up.
I got a couple more questions for you, Craig, about this, and we'll do that when we come back. We're talking with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Craig Graziano is here. Joy McIntyre is here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WF.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Joy McIntyre, Craig Graziano from the library in this morning. We're talking about a lot of things going on. This is a busy time of year for the library, and we're going to get into a lot of stuff going on in the month of April. Craig Graziano is the Youth Services Manager, and one of his things is the Maker Labs that we talk about a lot when he comes in. As you were talking just a second ago, Craig, it occurred to me that you take this kind of training, and there's a lot of things you can use it for Maker Labs there at the library, but even at home then, if you can buy some of these, like especially like the paint program.
Certainly. People might be interested in these pieces of equipment, like a 3D printer or a drawing tablet, and they just want to test it out a little bit. So it's free of charge to get trained and to reserve these after you've been badged on them. But a lot of people are just interested in possibly buying one of their own. Yeah. We've also had a few people who, when they request to use the sewing machine, they'll say, I have my own sewing machine. Can I bring that in? And our training is specifically for one model of sewing machine. But the nice thing is most of the technology is pretty interchangeable. Yeah. So we've had a couple of people bring in their own model too and learn at the same time.
It's interesting that you're dealing with, like you say, the technology of now and the future, but also some of the technology from the past.
Absolutely. We just want to empower people with those skills that they can apply to their own lives, be creative, and just learn how to do new things.
As far as the Maker Labs and all, those aren't just at the big branches anymore, aren't
they?
The
big branches kind of have a space that they use for Maker Labs, yeah. But we also have our mobile Maker Labs in which we have staff members. Simon Watts is doing a lot of this. He's traveling to the Spotsylvania Town Center, the Snow Branch, the Cooper Branch, the Montross Branch, and the Newton Branch. Those three are all out in Westmoreland. And we also have at the Freed Center, the joint use branch that we work with, Germana Community College. So we bring some of that low-tech and high-tech activities. We bring a 3D printer or a drawing tablet or some of this badgeable equipment out as well. So we're just trying to give everyone the chance to get exposed to this technology. Mobile Maker Lab sessions are also going to be offered at our library on the go stops. We're currently stopping at Belmont, and we will be stopping at Partlow in the near future. And the Mobile Maker Lab will be starting there at those stops in June. Belmont will be on fourth Mondays from 4 to 6, and Partlow will be second Tuesdays from 4 to 6.
The library on the go, just to kind of go off on a side road for a moment, to talk a little bit about library to go and what's involved in that, because I guess it's just what the name says.
That's really providing library services, internet access, printing to areas within our service area, parts of Spotsylvania, for example, where someone might not be able to get to a library branch to be able to do the things that they need. So they come out every week, and eventually they will be getting their own kind of retrofitted vehicle that will be able to offer all of these services within the vehicle.
Yes, currently right now, they go out to Belmont every Monday, and that's from 4 to 7. And they bring, again, just like all of the library materials you would find in a branch, just on a much smaller scale. So you can check out books, you can check out DVDs, you can check out audiobooks.
You can place requests for a specific title you want.
That's right. Get on a computer, have free Wi-Fi.
This reminds me of years ago when you did have the The
bookmobile.
The bookmobile.
Yes. I used to get to be able to ride on the bookmobile every now and then. And Jenny McGee, who does Library on the Go.
Yeah.
And Sarah Hutchinson, who is actually the teen librarian at the Fredericksburg branch, would drive that vehicle. And every now and then I got to sub for them. And it was really fun to be able to do that.
Back in I remember back in the 80s and 90s, that was a big deal. That's where you could, if you check something out, you could go to the bookmobile and get it.
Absolutely.
So this is a more high-tech bookmobile.
Exactly. And in June, we'll be expanding it out to the Partlow branch. So the Partlow satellite location, we'll be doing that. So that's, it's going to be on Tuesdays, actually. Not every Tuesday. They'll be doing that in June.
Okay.
We'll be going out to the Partlow location.
And a lot of this you can follow on librarypoint.org is the website, and also the Facebook page keeps up with everything going on at the library. Mm-hmm. Craig, back to the Maker Labs again. We kind of just keep circling around. Maybe the whole hour we'll just somehow incorporate Maker Labs for an hour this morning.
It's fun to talk about.
One of the things when you talked about getting badged and all of that, the importance of that is once you have the training, then you can go in and you can do things.
Certainly, and we've had customers. We have an 80-year-old customer who comes in sometimes, and he is using the 3D printer, and he's using a program called Tinkercad that you can get online. He is a model railroad enthusiast, and he is recreating the Philadelphia neighborhood that he grew up in. So he usually reserves the printer one or two times a month. We had another customer who came in and printed up maybe about a foot and a half tall articulated doll. Like every single joint could bend on this doll. And she painted it, and she was reserving the printer for probably about 2 months straight. And then she came back in after she got it painted and dressed and put a wig on it. And it looked fantastic. We posted that on our Facebook page.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and I guess as you were describing that, I thought, now that would take a long time. And I'm sure the thing about 3D printers is just sometimes when they're complex things, they can take a while.
Yeah, part of the whole badging process is really setting that expectation that depending on the quality of the print that you're going to do or how large the object is going to be, it can be hours or days to complete that sort of project. We have one other customer who got badged, and he is very interested in our Launch It Trebuchet contest. He's participated for the past 2 years. And after he got badged on the 3D printer, he started printing parts for his own design for a trebuchet for that contest.
Talk about the trebuchet contest, because that you've done that now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
That's a fun contest.
This will be our third year. I always love the first year. I believe the Freelance Star interviewed John Sweeten and Chris Robertson, who kind of started the idea of this contest. And their reason for wanting to do it was they just wanted to throw some things. But it's really great because it is teaching physics and it's teaching engineering in a way, and it's also teaching a little bit of history. These trebuchets are kind of medieval siege weapons. The ones that existed during medieval times would knock down castle walls.
Right, which throw rocks and things like that.
Certainly. We're not throwing anything as damaging as that. I think last year we threw the kind of little bouncy Super Bowl that you might get out of a grocery store, 25 cents. And ours are also much smaller. I think they have to be 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet in order to compete. And in years past, we've rented out a soccer field and just kind of invited everyone to be able to launch theirs. We have construction sessions every Tuesday in April leading up to the contest at the Fredericksburg branch on April 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd from 3:30 to 5:30. You can come in. We have some assembled kits. They're not completely assembled yet, but we have all of the parts that you can then build at these construction sessions, and then you can take your trebuchet home and tinker with it a little bit as well. So one important part of the trebuchet is the counterweight, the weight that allows you to give you the momentum to throw something. At these construction sessions, we usually use a water bottle that's filled with sand, which is a good amount of weight. People would take their kit home, though, and they would come back with like dumbbells as their counterweight. And that allowed it to go, you know, 30 to 50 feet. I did one just with a water bottle full of sand last time, and mine only went 10 feet. Which is okay. Someone has to lose the contest so someone else can win it.
Are you going to step up this year and have a little bit more weight?
I will try. I just want to make sure that it's a successful contest for everyone else who's doing it. So we are going to be having the actual contest at Snowden Park, which is located on Fall Hill Avenue as you're going up that hill, maybe towards Wegmans, for example. We've rented a baseball field, so we have plenty of space to work with. And this is on Saturday, April 27th at 10 a.m. and registration begins at 9:30. And we have categories for middle schoolers, high schoolers, adults, and we even the whole family can get involved as well. We had a great family last year, a family that really supports the libraries. And they created one called, it was called Princess Sparkle Glitter Punch, and it was a trebuchet that had a pink sparkly unicorn on the side of it. And you can actually see that on the website. If you go to librarypoint.org slash trebuchet, and I'm going to spell that out, T-R-E-B-U-C-H-E-T. If you go to that, you can read more about the rules of the contest. You can also find an article about the winners last year, and you can see that unicorn trebuchet that was a winner from last year.
Saturday the 27th at Snowden Park off of Fall Hill Avenue is where the contest will take place. And really, when we talk about the Maker Labs and the trebuchet contest, it's all fun, but people, kids really do, and you learn with such a big emphasis on STEM. This is you learn a lot of concepts.
It's very important to be able to get them hands-on and learn by doing, and so we're trying to provide those opportunities.
You deal with really some of the fun things.
Very much
so. The
library.
I mean, all of the stuff we talk about is fun, but some stuff is just this really, I think, appeals to a lot of people.
When you're in the youth services department, you find yourself playing quite a bit. And the work and play kind of go hand in hand.
It's all fun and games. Librarypoint.org is the website. Also check out Facebook, and that has information too. We're talking about the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Craig Graziano is here. Joy McIntyre is here. And we will continue. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library, our focus this morning. Joy McIntyre is here. She's the Branch Services Coordinator. And Craig Graziano here, the Youth Services Manager with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Librarypoint.org. Or check out their Facebook page, or you can check out At Your Library, a magazine that comes out quarterly that has all kinds of information and has a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. Joy, author Tim O'Brien is going to be here at the end of the month, and this has been a big emphasis. The Vietnam War has been a big emphasis with just a lot of programs leading up to him coming.
We are so excited about that we received this Big Read grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. And this is to promote our community read of his book, Tim O'Brien's book, The Things They Carried. And so we are encouraging everyone in our community to read this book. And we have many copies in our branches. And then he is coming on April 27th at 3 o'clock at UMW's Dodd Auditorium to give a presentation. And there will also be time for a reception, presentation, question and answering, book signing. And that is many thanks to UMW Libraries for being a platinum sponsor with us for this event. So we're very excited about that event. And to gear up for that, yes, we have been having all kinds of events going on in our branches. One of them has been this Vietnam-era photo project, which we are running a slideshow of photos from that Vietnam era that our customers have been submitting to us. And it's not too late. You can submit your photos now. If you have any photos from the Vietnam era, even on the home front or overseas, you can submit them to us, and we will put them into this digital slideshow. We are running it both in the branches and online, so you can see that. And it's just, it's really fascinating to watch. And you can get more information about that at librarypoint.org/Vietnam to get more information about that photo project.
The you were telling me that next weekend at the Porter Library, the Marine Corps Museum is going to have an exhibit there.
Yes, we are so excited about that one as well. So we have a program going called the U.S. Marine Corps in the Vietnam War. It's a mobile museum exhibit. It's going to be at the Porter Branch on Saturday, April 6th from 10 to 4. And the National Museum of the Marine Corps is bringing historical artifacts, replica weapons from the Vietnam War. And I've also heard that they're bringing a light armored vehicle. So that's very exciting. They're going to drive that down the freeway to get to the Porter Branch.
That's always to see something like that. I mean kids and adults.
Yes.
Absolutely. Like to get up, get close to that.
So Saturday, April 6th at the Porter Branch.
I have not read it, but I have heard that the Tim O'Brien's book is very captivating and moving.
Absolutely. It is. It's a fictional book, but I think it is based on his experiences in the Vietnam War. And it's just, I think it's a very emotional book about those things that the soldiers carried as they went into war.
Well, and when you talked about the Vietnam era photo project, I would think that would be would bring back a lot of memories for a lot of people, whether you were there or not. You look at some of these pictures, and it just really brings back a time that was it was a hard time.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it brings back also, though, you know, because you're also looking at home front photos. So, you know, what things were going on here at the home front as well? How did things look like during that Vietnam era here at home as well? So it really, it's a very fascinating slideshow.
I would think, Joy, that just a lot of Vietnam veterans would be just really interested in this. You talk to them, and everyone has such different remembrances, and they came home and they experienced different things. Some people here have talked about how in Stafford, they were just welcomed like you see things today. In other places, it wasn't like that. And that Vietnam veterans, it's always interesting to talk to them, and just to get them even together for a program like this is really special.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that has been other programs that we have offered that have already passed. We definitely had that where many Vietnam veterans came and they were able to talk about their experiences in the war. And it's been a very rewarding and very enriching experience for our community.
Again, author Tim O'Brien will be here at Dodd Auditorium at UMW on Saturday the 27th at 3 o'clock. You can do Trebuchet in the morning, and you can do author Tim O'Brien in the afternoon.
Spend your Saturday with the library.
Yes, yes. So again, librarypoint.org. Has all the information on that. I think we've covered have we covered all the major events that are as far as the perspectives on the Vietnam War, Joy?
We have. There is also going to be, you know, there's several other events. So I would look at that librarypoint.org/Vietnam because there are some other things going on later in the month. On Thursday, April 25th at the Fredericksburg branch from 7 to 8, they're having the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Museum Collection. So that's presented by the National Park Service, the National Mall and Memorial Parks. So that's another opportunity to look at some interesting items. And then also, it's extending into May. So even in May, we're going to have another program that's called Attacking the Crouching Beast, Operation Apache Snow and the Battle for Hamburger Hill. That's at our Howell Branch, Saturday, May 25th from 4 to 5. And that's presented by Matthew Seelinger, a chief historian of the Army Historical Foundation.
So a lot of good things. Check out librarypoint.org or Facebook or get at your library for the full list of of that. The couple of other things, Joy. The Week of the Young Child is coming up before you know it.
I can talk about that a little bit.
I was just going to say, after I said Joy, I said Joy might be able to talk about it, but Craig, you can probably talk about it.
So Week of the Young Child is something that happens every year. This year it's April 8th through 12th. And of course, we are always promoting early childhood literacy in our grower reader classes. But this is a chance to get some area leaders in on the fun with that, too. So we will have guest readers at the Fredericksburg branch. Jason Graham, who is a Fredericksburg City Council member.
Yeah.
For Ward 1, he will be at our Alphabet Soup class at the Fredericksburg branch, and that is Tuesday, April 9th from 9:30 to 10. Last year, we had Virginia House Delegate Bob Thomas at the Fredericksburg branch. This year, he will be reading at Alphabet Soup at the Howell branch on Wednesday, April 10th from 11 to 11:30. There'll be a guest reader. I believe they'll be reading The Very Hungry Caterpillar, which just celebrated its 50th birthday mm-hmm. last year, and should be a fun time. You know, when children are developing at this age, by the time they get to kindergarten, a lot of, like 90% of their brain has, you know, been developed. It's really important to be ahead of the game on this
yeah.
and instill that love for literacy and start exploring language. So Week of the Young Child is the opportunity to be able to do that.
I just was going to say to you, teachers and librarians will tell you over and over about how important it is to read to your kids. There's a school board member in Spotsylvania, and he often says in meetings, if you haven't started reading to your child when you bring them before you've brought them home from the hospital, you're already behind. And you really have to commit to do this,
because
all the studies and all the statistics show the kids who learn how to read are just that much ahead.
Yeah, that kind of 24 to 36 months is especially kind of a sweet spot for language, acquiring language. They're learning dozens of words a day. You never want to say it's too late. It's certainly the more reading that is done, the better. But it's very important to start early.
So again, a week of the young child, and it really is more than just talking about it. It's when you take young kids to the library, there's nothing like that mm-hmm. for them to be able to just look at all the books there. Because you mentioned that, Joy. You know, you go to the library and you see all the books on the shelves.
And even just things like learning how to hold a book is just as important as reading the words on the page. At our grower reader classes, we promote early literacy skills and early literacy practices. So we call them classes because we really are trying to create a foundation.
Well, and books for young children are just they're so wide and varied. They're made a different kind of. It's not always just a book and paper. They're
absolutely
cardboard.
We have the cardboard ones for babies. Certainly pop up books as well. The cardboard ones for babies are fantastic because babies the main way that they are exploring their world is with their mouths, actually.
Yeah.
So we sometimes have tooth marks on some of the books. We do wipe those down after they get turned back in.
Years ago, though, when my kids were small and I was kind of introduced to all of this again, I was just amazed at how well these books are written and how fun they are.
Certainly. And one thing that I was surprised by when I started presenting grower reader classes and just delving into picture books is how funny they can be, and sometimes that humor is there for the parents as well.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, it can be really sly in how it gets those jokes and humor in there.
It is. Sometimes you're there laughing, and the child has no
scratching
idea.
Scratching their head.
Yeah, it is, but they are. Again, Week of the Young Child, April 8th through the 12th. Look at what's going on at the library, and if you can, get your kids over there, and if they haven't gotten involved, get them involved. Citizen Science, what in the world is that?
Citizen Science is Curl's initiative. I think it's part of a more nationwide initiative as well to bring scientific discovery to library customers, citizens, without any experience. I think sometimes there's a stigma that you need to know the scientific method to be able to be a scientist, but it really can just be observing the world around you. We're surrounded by nature, so simply going to a park and looking at wildlife can be part of that. In April, we will be having citizen science classes and events at some of the branches. And if you would like to learn more about that, you can go to librarypoint.org/citizen-science.
Okay. Okay. Good enough. Citizen Science. National Library Week and Find Free Week is in April also, the 7th through the 13th. And I guess National Library Week is just what it says.
Exactly.
We're celebrating libraries.
It is. It's a wonderful week to celebrate libraries. And in honor of that, we always make it a week of Find Free Week. And so during that whole week, April 7th through the 13th, there's no late fees on overdue materials returned during that time.
Okay.
So take advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do find books, and you do, the fines never are that really that much. And if you do find a book, take it back.
Exactly. Yes, our fines, actually, we don't have any fines on any of our children's or teen materials right now. We got rid of fines on those. So the only fines we charge now are for adult materials.
And teachers get a break too, don't they?
Yes, teachers. If you're a teacher in any of our counties, you can tell us you're a teacher and we'll make your card fine free.
I learned the hard way that because my wife is a teacher and there were these books and I knew they had to go back. So I took them back and they were late. And so they were kind and said to me, you know, you do have a fine. So I paid it, and that's when my wife said, if you'd let me take it back, we wouldn't have had to do that.
You're but the teacher.
You do make it, and on a lot of these books, I mean, some books are popular, and you want to, you know, you need to get them back so they can go back out.
Yes.
So.
Yes, absolutely. The National Library Week is, it's a national event, and the theme for this year is libraries equal strong communities. And the Curl is so proud to be part of that. We feel like we are really a central part of our strong area community. And if you look at that, you know, look at the library as your hub, as a place where you go, you can get materials, you can get new information, you can learn new things at our Maker Labs, you can use a computer, you can use a photocopier, a printer, scanner, but also then you can use those items from home too. You know, we have many e-resources that you can use as well. So, and we have meeting rooms in our libraries, so you can come and you can meet at our libraries. So really, we want to be right there in the middle as a community hub.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Joy McIntyre, Craig Graziano here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, librarypoint.org. And we'll wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's
opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Craig Graziano, Joy McIntyre from the library in this morning. April is a Friends of the Library membership drive. This is your chance, I guess, Joy, to become a friend of the library.
Absolutely. So, yes, we are encouraging everyone to join the Friends. April is going to become our new membership drive month every year. Join our Friends of the Central Rappahannock Library. The Friends are so crucial for our library system. They support our library mission. They hold book sales to fund many things for our library system, such as summer reading performers and prizes, bookshelves and furniture, music's on the steps, I mean, just so many things that we have that they fund for us.
Well, and if you haven't been to the library book sale, you ought to go because you always find a treasure there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Our branches do have library book sales, and now we are so excited that we are going to be opening a bookshop at our library administration center. This is going to be a really big, so if you've been to our branches, our bookshops are pretty small, just a few bookshelves.
Yeah.
At our library administration center, we've got an entire huge room filled with shelves with all of these books in there. And we get gently used donations in there, sometimes brand new donations, and that we'll have for sale in this bookshop. And if you join the Friends this month, you're going to get invited to a sneak peek preview of that bookshop because it's not open yet. And so that sneak peek is going to be on Friday, May 3rd from 5:30 to 7:30. So all you have to do is be a Friends of the Library member.
Okay.
It only costs $10 to join the Friends of the Library. It's good for the whole year. And for just joining up, you receive this beautiful window cling that has the Friends of the Library logo. And it says, I'm a friend of the library. And then also you get invited to the sneak peek preview sale of our bookshop to come.
So the bookshop will be, the location over by Lafayette Boulevard?
Yeah, so that's at the Library Administration Center. That's at 125 Old Greenwich Drive, Suite 160 in Fredericksburg. Many people know it as the old Gallahan's building area.
Yeah.
So that's where we are.
Okay.
And yes, so we'll be having that as our Friends of the Library bookshop. We're very excited that that is coming.
I'm excited that's coming because usually I look forward to the library book sales, and this is like a library book sale all the time.
All the time. That's right. And we are even going to be able to have, if you remember, the Fredericksburg branch a couple of times a year would have these really big book sales.
Oh, I loved those.
We're going to be having those there at the bookshop. So
a
couple of times a year, we're going to be having what we call the big blowout book sales. So we will have even more books because there is a little warehouse section to that bookshop as well where we store some items to feed out to the bookshop. We'll be opening all of that up a couple of times a year and have these big blowout book sales. So that is so exciting. Join the Friends. All you have to do is go to the website crrlfriends.org to get more information and to join as a friend.
I'm exciting. Going to Goodwill, I've got
kind of
things to do.
Exactly.
Before we get out of here, a couple of quick things. The trebuchet contest, Craig, is going to be on April 27th.
That's right. April 27th, we'll have those construction sessions in the Fredericksburg Maker Lab every Tuesday leading up to the contest at 3:30 to 5:30. The contest itself is going to be a lot of fun. I've actually been 3D printing little trebuchets that will act as the trophies for all of the category winners. Yep.
I like that.
It's a lot of fun. Pretty obsessed with 3D printing trebuchets at this point.
That's fantastic. And the other thing we talked about, the scavenger hunt at the town center is going to be in April.
That's right, the Tiny Town Center scavenger hunt the whole month of April, April 1st through the 30th. You can participate. So it's very exciting. librarypoint.org/scavenger-hunt for more information.
What fun stuff coming up at the library. Thanks for coming in and talking about it. April is going to be a busy, busy month.
Thank you for having us, Ted.
Craig Graziano is the Youth Services Manager. Joy McIntyre is the Branch Services Coordinator. Thank you both.
Thank you.
LibraryPoint.org. That's it for Town Talk. Thank you for listening. We'll see you Monday
on
News Talk 1230 WFVA.
On News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.